It is a summer's evening in downtown Beijing, and young Chinese are packing a club to party. The scene is a far cry from 1989, when Chinese students flooded Beijing's Tiananmen Square to demand political reform. 22-year-old Nicole, one of the partiers, says a lot has changed since the events in Tiananmen riveted the world.
All the young people, they're totally different. They're really Westerners. Like, they're really open, and they don't care, and they go to a lot of parties. Well, that's a lot better than before.
Well into the 1990s, the young were a powerful force for change in Asia. In the turbulent 1980s, South Korean students battled security forces in demonstrations that helped bring democracy to the country. Hundreds died in 1980 when government forces dispersed protesters in the city of Gwangju. In Burma, students agitated for elections in their military-ruled country. They succeeded in 1990, but the military refused to recognize the election results. The students were arrested or forced into exile. And the Tiananmen protest ended in bloodshed. Hundreds, perhaps thousands of protesters, most of them students, were killed by Chinese troops. Today, Asia's young adults are more often found in malls, bars, and cafes talking about jobs, relationships, and movies than in street protest. Kim Aram, a 21-year-old business student in South Korea, says people are more interested in jobs and other personal matters than in social issues or politics. Political analysts say the values of today's young Asians reflect the region's own transformation. Youthful activism arose from anger over rigid or repressive governments, but as Asia has developed and personal freedoms have increased, the lure of politics diminished. In China, economic development has ushered in opportunities that were almost inconceivable in 1989. The Chinese can now travel abroad, choose jobs in the private sector, start their own businesses, buy their own cars. Chen Chih-po is a political science professor at Lingnan College in Hong Kong.
The Chinese youth today, they are more pragmatic than the youth in the 80s. They first consider about themselves, their own benefit, their own career future. I would not say they do not value the idea of liberty or political freedom, but I do not think that, for example, going after popular election is such an important thing for the Chinese youth.
The failure of reform efforts in China and Burma also discouraged the reemergence of political activism. Corruption and ineffective older politicians have turned the young away. Bam Aquino, chairman of the Philippine National Youth Commission, says young Filipinos have grown tired of bickering among their leaders. They are frustrated by the politicians' failure to bring about economic growth 19 years after street protests ended two decades of dictatorship.
A lot of young people tend not to be involved, and they'd rather stay away from politics. They see it as really dirty. It's a matter of young people not seeing role models in the leaders that they're exposed to. It's also a matter of the previous generations not being able to live up to the promises that they supposed to.
Instead of following generations before them who took to the streets, some young people are taking a more mainstream approach to bring change. 27-year-old Rajendra Mulmi founded the Youth Initiative in Kathmandu to increase social and political awareness among Nepalese youth.
We do a lot of political debate, political discussions. Sometimes we also do organized programs on skill development, like parliamentary procedures or strategic planning or stuff like that. We're trying to bring in young people who are apathetic towards politics so that they start to be concerned about political affairs.
Elsewhere in Asia, political parties recruit students to groom them for leadership roles, and a number of grassroots organizations with goals ranging from combating drug abuse to building religious tolerance enlist young people to promote their programs. Mr. Aquino with the Philippine National Youth Commission thinks that involving young people in community development is a better way to build political awareness than protest.
They all want change. So it's a matter of redirecting their energies towards volunteer work, helping their communities, building up their schools, getting involved in different avenues. I think it's much clearer now that the future that we want for ourselves has to happen with young people getting more involved where they are, you know, in the villages, in the communities.
Some youth leaders are optimistic that Asia's younger generation will once again be a powerful catalyst for change. But the challenge, they say, is in keeping young adults motivated and regaining their trust in the political institutions that they inevitably will have to lead. Kate Poundos, VOA News, Hong Kong.